The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
1 week from today, BYU will play its first round game in the NCAA tournament. And what the Cougars are going to do is give Ali Khalifa a full week to get ready for that game because they're ruling him out of the remainder of this game. They're calling it an ankle. And so I see a bit of tape on Ali's left ankle. We presume that's the injured ankle. Didn't see when it happened or how recent the injury is, but BYU's not going to give Ali a chance to injure it anymore. They're also going to let him rest on this fasting day in Ramadan as well without taxing his body too much that way. So BYU will try to make the comeback without Ali Khalifa. Can be done, but the comeback effort just got more difficult with no Khalifa. That said, Huseini Traore is not outsized by anyone in this matchup. Of course, Tech has been doubling him effectively, and Foose does have multiple turnovers in the first half. Either way, no more Ali Khalifa today, so he will not return. BYU will try and come back from now 19 without him. It is Texas Tech 42, BYU 23 as we begin the second 20 here in Kansas City.
I think BYU needs to try to get Foose touches in a better spot for him, and he gets it about 10 feet. He's in no man's land. So they're doing a good job pushing him off the block, but maybe run some screens for him where he can catch it on the block, make one dribble, one move, and go score it. It could be very effective, but credit Texas Tech. They've done a nice job of doubling him at times, causing havoc, and also keeping him off the block.
Okay, BYU has not come back from down more than 17 to win any game this year. They're down 19 to begin this one. How does Texas Tech do with a lead at the break? Well, this year's Red Raiders under Grant McCaslin, 16-1. 16-1 when leading at halftime. BYU does have multiple when down at halftime, as the Cougars are down and down big at the break here in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 Championship. Should Texas Tech advance? It'll be Texas Tech and either Houston or TCU tomorrow night. Winner gets the survivor from that 1-versus-8 game, which follows our game here in Kansas City.
It'd be nice to get a nice possession here, a big shot, maybe a three, just to set the tone and maybe send a message to Texas Tech that, you know, we're not gone away yet.
No Ali Khalifa, so, as you might expect, Huseini Traore gets the second-half start in the post for BYU. Dallin Hall runs it left. BYU now left to right as we see it, and you hear it here in half number two. Trevin Nell, 0-for-3 from three in the first half, passes out of it left wing. Dallin, Foose, kick, corner, Johnson, there it is! Three-pointer for Spencer Johnson, another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer, and the Cougs make it a 16-point game in the first 30 seconds of half number two. It was that TCU comeback. The Cougars' first bucket was a Trevin Nell three in the first 30 seconds, and the comeback was on. The comeback is on now for BYU, but driving and scoring off the assist from Pop Isaacs is Robert Jennings. He has eight, and he had scored eight or fewer in six straight games coming into today. He's already at eight in the first minute of half number two. 19-15 to play here in Kansas City, 44-26. Red Raiders are up 18. Waterman right wing, Spencer Johnson with that Mountain America three a moment ago. Foose on a post-up. Nice spin pass, Jennings. Jennings recollects and covers Foose, but who jump hooks it and scores it. Traore with a score in the post, and the Cougars open the second half with five in a row.
Yeah, that would have been nice to start the game that way, but they've dug themselves a hole, but that's what you need to do to get back in it. So far, so good.
BYU was down 9-0 to open the game. 44-28, 16 points, 18-plus minutes, more than doable. Long jumper, Isaacs, no. Rebound, Jennings. Right back to the rim, no, but he's fouled. He'll get free throws. Mark, you almost feel like you have to grab every defensive rebound here off misses, because the misses have been so rare for Texas Tech.
Especially a miss from Pop Isaacs. That's like gold. You need to try and go get as whatever method you need to, but Jennings comes up with it.
So Robert Jennings will go to the free throw line for two. And to say what he's doing today is unexpected is somewhat of an understatement as he makes the free throw. That's 9 points for Jennings. Jennings' last game with 9 points came a month ago.
That guys need to step up. Credit him for doing that. He's got five rebounds as well.
Double figures for Jennings for the first time in a month. And 46-28, Texas Tech has answered every BYU score here in the second half. So a positive start for BYU, but an equally significant response from Texas Tech to keep the Cougars at bay. Short roll for Foose. Push shot goes. This could be a Fuseni Traore second half of play. Well, the Cougars, Mark, all you can do is ask for what they've done here in the second half. Make every shot they've made in the second half in their attempts from the floor.
Foose making better decisions. That was a nice shot. He kicked to Johnson in the corner for a three on one.
46-30, BYU down 16, but a much more favorable outlook here to begin the second half. I know the Cougs feel they can do it. Toussaint takes a handoff to Jennings, who bobbles at the free throw line, gets low on Foose, goes to the middle on him, out to Walton, who missed the three, tried to draw a foul, and a slap-out rebound, offensive rebound for Texas Tech again.
Just barely got that off before the buzzer.
Isaacs to the free throw line, across the lane, navigates, scoop, and score. What a killer, Mark.
He is a terrific, terrific player.
But every score BYU's had here in the second half has been answered by Texas Tech. You need scores and stops. And right now it's been three makes for BYU, three makes for Texas Tech, but theirs come off of offensive rebounds. And now the second chance point number is a problem. Been a problem all game, 16-3. Now in second chance points. That's a 15-point disparity, Mark, in an 18-point game.
Had a great chance to really get going, get some momentum here, because you are getting misses, but then two buckets, two free throws and a bucket off of missed shots, where if you don't have those, man, you're really cutting into that lead.
If the Cougs lose today, they will have been out-hustled in defeat. Dallin Hall left wing. Again, short roll to Traore. Push shot from the elbow. Long this time. Rebound to Chance McMillan. BYU's first empty possession of the second half. Traylor McMillan fakes the three. Drives the key. Little Euro. Swatted by Traore, but fouled on his way up with 3 minutes gone in half number two. Foul going to jersey number two. No, they called it on number. No, they say two shots. Who picked up the foul there? Waterman? Yeah, Waterman. So Waterman picks up the foul. It'll be two shots here for the Red Raiders. And so, as well as BYU's play to start the second half, the lead may go from 19-20 for Texas Tech, who led 19 at the break. This could be a 20-point lead with two free throws here from Chance McMillan. And the Cougars really did start the second half strongly, but inability to find or secure defensive rebounds have been crucial game-long and early in the second half as well. In particular, there it is, 19 points again. McMillan makes the free throw. He's got seven in this game. Double-figure scoring in four straight coming into today. He's playing well off the bench. Averages 11 points a game to lead the Red Raiders off the pine. Had 14 in the game in Lubbock, and two for two. And just like that, the halftime deficit, which was 19, goes to 20, and that's with BYU playing well to start the second half.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle, that's for sure.
Dallin Hall whips it to Saunders, who's in the game up top. Back to Dallin, pull, fire, miss from three. BYU 4 for 20, that's 20%. And BYU's not one with that kind of number all year. Long three, settles off the flange and drops off from McMillan. Rebound BYU. Saunders front court right side. Hesitation, cuffs it, squeezes it up, and scores it! Richie Saunders with the Zions Bank shot of the game for BYU, making it an 18-point game. King Richard back in the act. That shot of the game brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. Well done by Richie.
He's able to clear off with his offhand and then cup it, like you said, with his right, somehow squeezes it off for two.
BYU down 18 with 16 to play. McMillan, step back, won't take that three. We'll push it from 12 feet and score. Chance McMillan has 10. Right at his average, a knock out of bounds by the Red Raiders, and we'll take timeout on the floor. 15:59 to play here in Kansas City. It is Texas Tech 52, BYU 32. 19-point deficit has climbed to 20. Can the Cougars climb their way back? Come back with us and find out on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, not that it's now or never, but when you're down 20 and under 16 minutes to play, it better happen sooner than later. Which brings us to our All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game. It comes right here, right now. What can BYU do in the next four-minute segment, from the under-16 to the under-12-minute media timeout, let's say, to cut into a 20-point deficit? The money moment of the game is brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments with All-Pro Capital. 52-32, Texas Tech over BYU. The Cougs may lose the game. Of course, we hope for a comeback here, Mark, but if they do lose, all is not lost. We know that in 3 days, BYU will see and hear its name on Selection Sunday, and the Cougs will receive an NCAA tournament ticket punch. Hopefully, They have to go 45 minutes up the road to Salt Lake City. Wouldn't that be nice to play as maybe a 5 seed in Salt Lake City? I don't know if you fall below a 5 if you can get protected. If the committee would like to give BYU a 6 and play in Salt Lake City, that seems like a bridge too far. But 5 seed might keep you home. If you drop to 6, you might be on the road. Either way, how nice is it to know that regardless of the outcome today, the Cougs can go home, rest, recover, get geared up for Sunday, and then get ready to play a game next Thursday back in the NCAAs for the first time in 3 years.
Yeah, how many nervous Sundays have we had, Greg, just hoping that you somehow can make your way in? And now it's just a question of whether you can get that favorable location for BYU. They're going to have a nice seed. I don't think this game would have made any difference at all other than now. You just don't want to get blown out by a team. So, obviously, you're trying to win this game, but you also want to just kind of get back in it and make it respectable.
Trevin Nell will trigger deep in the Cougar forecourt, right corner. Right wing, Dallin Hall. Dallin drives the base, pulls it back out to the arc, and cycles Saunders to Robinson, left wing. Jackson between the legs, straight away, Richie. Richie. Stops at the right elbow. Hands to Foose. Foose gives out to Dallin Hall with an 8-second shot clock. Dallin's going to hop into the paint out to Jackson for three, and that's short. Never got there. Was maybe deflected on the way there, Mark? What do you think?
Maybe just a fingertip on that one.
So it's out of bounds off of Texas Tech. It stays a 3.8-second shot clock for BYU. Cougs are down 20. Looking to get a late shot make here.
A lot of standing around on that possession. Without Ali Khalifa, you go running that zoom action all day, and without him, they're just kind of watching each other.
Ali Khalifa, done for the day, will not return with an ankle injury. That's something to watch now for the postseason.
Quick hitter here.
Dallin Hall with a 1 second shot clock. His shot is blocked. Maybe try to pass out of that on the arc left side. Either way, it's Texas Tech off the deflection coming the other way. So BYU down 20, and now 15 and a half to play here in Kansas City. The start of this game kind of was the game to this point for BYU. Pop pulls up and misses the three wide right. He's got a funny-looking shot. Offensive rebound to Texas Tech. They reset and try another three. That's short from McMillan right corner. BYU does find this rebound.
Yeah, it almost makes it worse that his shot is so ugly as it goes off of Richie Saunders out of bounds.
He's got a very pushy shot. Yeah. It comes from low, you know, in the shooting motion, and BYU turns it over, by the way, on the other end. Richie Saunders lost the dribble, and he said it was deflected out, but they say nope. And so turnover for BYU, turnover number 7. And the Cougs are still sitting at 5 assists for 7 turnovers, and that's just not BYU basketball at all. The Cougars averaging 19 assists per game. Chance McMillan will drive, float, and score. And 22 points the lead, one off the game high. Chance McMillan having himself a game. He's got a dozen. 4 Red Raiders in double figures. Foose gets right to the rim, finger roll, and score.
Wasn't messing around there. He got that at the top of the key and just went to the hoop.
BYU down 20 again, 54-34. 14:25 to play here in KC. Pop Isaac guarded by Dallin Hall out near the timeline. Pop on the bounce straight away. Darion Williams left the game injured early, came back, hasn't scored in this game. They haven't needed him. Williams, Jennings, handoff to Williams. He'll drive it low, try to score here, and he does. Throws it off the window with the right hand. From his hip, he's got his first 2 of the day. And 56-34, Texas Tech by 22. Trevin Nell cut off in the paint. Will now scoop it short, get fouled, and go to the free throw line for 2. We'll see Noah Waterman, Spencer Johnson check back in for BYU. So BYU, which was down 19 at the break, has seen the deficit climb by 3 points. 6 minutes into half number 2, BYU down 22, 56-34. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Trevin Nell shooting 2 and making the first. Trevin
first
is a
point.
77% free throw shooter, and as Mark notes, point number 1, but it comes 26 minutes in for a guy averaging 11 points a game. He's BYU's second leading scorer on the season. And he went 26 minutes without scoring a point to open this game. Trevin, now 36 for his last 43 at the free throw line. Exceptional. Make it 37 for his last 44. Makes 2 for 2, and BYU down 20 again, 56-36. Mark, BYU's not going to win without a run, and the Cougs have been short on runs today.
Credit Texas Tech. They've just been so physical and not letting BYU have anything.
Pop Isaacs eyeing Waterman. How about a 30-foot three? Missed it. Slap out rebound. Robinson collects. gets held. They don't call it, and then they knock it away and take it away. Robinson was fouled, and they simply kept the whistle in the pocket and get the steal as a result of the Red Raiders.
He just also, he did get fouled, but he dribbles it so high in traffic, you're going to get it stolen.
Five assists, eight turnovers. BYU underwater in that category. McMillan will fake the three. Drive on Nell, back it up, left corner. Hook a short bounce pass to Toussaint. Crossover on Waterman once and twice. Stop at 10 feet. Turn around 1 foot. Nowitzki short. And the rebound, Saunders. Saunders racing away. Front court right side. We're still at 20 points. 56-36. Robinson topside. Spencer Johnson left wing. Missed the three. Good offensive rebound. Noah stick back and score. Noah on the putback. He's got four. And timeout on the floor. We're taking it. 12:58 to play. Cougars call timeout in an 18-point game. 56-38. Red Raiders lead it on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Ball in the Big 12 plays here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball sponsored by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Speaking of a little coaching, the coach himself, Big Red, Andy Reid, sitting 20 feet to our right in BYU blue. He's here to watch his school take on Texas Tech and hoping that BYU can mount a comeback here in the final. 12:58. The Cougars are down 18:56-38. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant here in Kansas City. Jason Shepherd back in BYU Radio Studios. We'll hear from Jason in a moment at the under 12-minute media timeout for a scoreboard update. Jason then later today on the call. BYU baseball against Houston. BYU's first ever Big 12 home series. BYU and Houston. Cougars and Cougars. 6 o'clock Mountain Time today. Jason Shepherd on the call. Jason also with you tomorrow for game 2 of BYU and Houston. And I'll pop on the baseball headset Saturday morning for the series finale, 11:30 a.m. at Miller Park for BYU and UH as we're crisscrossing our seasons. And Jason likely or hopefully back on the women's basketball call next week if the women end up playing in the postseason. And then we'll have three sports going at once, women's basketball, men's basketball postseason, baseball regular season, lots going on. I know Cougar Nation enjoying it all with us as we get into the madness of March. 56-38, Texas Tech with a sizable lead. And it's one of those games, Mark, that BYU's trailed wire to wire. And as we noted earlier, what BYU did to UCF to open yesterday, UCF did to BYU today. And similar situations, the team that had already played a game got run out early in both days.
I'm a little surprised that BYU hasn't made any kind of significant run in this game. You'd think at some point they'd make some threes, but the three has just not been there tonight. Spencer Johnson had a wide open one there. Missed it, but Noah Waterman, great job with the rebound putback, but just haven't been able to come in. They started the second half well, but Texas Tech was answering every shot, so it just has not been in the cards so far for BYU.
BYU has not won a game this year when shooting under 32% from the three-point line, and it will take a lot to get back there today as BYU shooting at 4-for-23, 17%. The Cougars do press in the backcourt. Bringing it from back to front is Lamar Washington with Pop Isaacs. Isaacs McMillan, open three left corner. Darion Williams, yes. And 21-point lead, 58. Well, they call it only a two. I thought it was a three. They're going to say a two, 58-38, but they will look at it at the next dead ball. So right now we'll stay at 20 points, 58-38. But I thought it was a three, and the stat monitor called it a three. And then Robinson is fouled with 12:33 to play on his drive to the hoop. They say on the floor, I believe so. So I've got 59-38 on a three by Williams, and they called it only a two for the scoreboard. So this may or may not get reviewed. So Williams has either 4 or 5 points. BYU sends in on the baseline on the foul. Fouls are three for Texas Tech, two for BYU. Richie will drive it, cuff it, turn around, hand off low to Waterman. Bobbled it, put it on the floor. And a tie-up, a travel on Waterman. It would have been Texas Tech on the arrow. Instead, Waterman, slow to get up as he's being helped up, got tangled up and traveled on the floor with it, rolling around. So Texas Tech basketball makes it turnover number 9 for BYU. You just don't see games like this at 5 assists and 9 turnovers for BYU. You don't see a lot of what we've seen today, normally. And they are going to go to the monitor. This may be a look back at that 2 or 3. They took a point off the scoreboard, by the way. Williams should have made it. I mean, he had plenty of time to set his feet in that left corner. You would have thought he would have had it for three, but they called it a two, and that's probably what they're looking at right now. So a brief delay with 12:22 to play. in a game that Texas Tech leads either 58-38 or 59-38. And then again, they may not be looking at that. They may also be looking at what just happened between Waterman and the Texas Tech players on the floor. So that may stay at two and keep our score 58-38. Either way, BYU down at least 20 here.
Richie did a good job getting in the paint and was pivoting and didn't think he had a shot. It actually cleared out for him and he gave it up to Waterman. And again, BYU big men sometimes have a tendency when they get it up to bring it down low. If you just keep that around your chin, you're going to have an easy layup. But you bring it down, the little guard sneak in there and grab the ball from you. So it's going to be the tie-up goes to Texas Tech.
Still at the monitor, and they are looking at the Waterman kerfuffle beneath the bucket. So we're going to call that previous three a two. Keep the score at 58-38. Give Williams 4 points on the day. And the officials remain monitor gazing on the sideline.
Well, I mean, obviously, you're still trying to win this. It's not looking like it's going to happen for BYU unless something dramatic happens. So you just kind of almost shake it off. These kind of games happen. This is such a critical time of the year where you don't want doubt. You don't want any dissension in your ranks to come up. This game, as cool as it would have been to win this, is not critical. It's next week that matters. You want to make sure you're in a good headspace going into that. So even if BYU doesn't get the win here, I think this is an important 10 minutes just to kind of right the ship just a little bit, feel a little bit better going into next week.
And the most refreshing thing about next week is it's not going to be a Big 12 team you're playing on Thursday.
You know, in most years, BYU is surprised by the athleticism they face in the tournament. This year it might be surprised at the lack of athleticism that they face, at least in the first round. Not to discount anybody, but you're not going to find the team that they're playing, and whoever it is not going to have the athleticism of, say, Texas Tech here. And so it's going to be a little bit easier. I'm trying to say.
Because one of the best things about Big 12 is it's the best possible preparation for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it's like as a kid I used to wear the ankle weights, you know, to increase my jumping. And then when I took them off, I felt like I was light as a feather. And it might be that way for BYU, just having to compete the gauntlet of the Big 12. To not play against that type of player, maybe for a game or two, is going to be nice for BYU.
Well, the comeback efforts just became more difficult because Noah Waterman was called for a dead ball contact technical foul.
He clipped
Toussaint in the face on the floor, kind of popped a hand up and clipped him. And so Toussaint will shoot two technical free throws in a game BYU trails by 20. Toussaint makes the free throw. Toussaint hasn't done much in this game. That's his third point. And he's the second leading scorer on this roster at 12.3 per game. Had 5 points, 5 assists against BYU. So in neither BYU game has he had, you know, a big game. That's 4 for Toussaint now. Makes them both.
And that was the fourth foul on Noah.
And Texas Tech gets free throws and the ball, now leading by 22. The large Texas Tech lead's been 23. So on this possession, Texas Tech could have its new large lead of the day. And this is after a second half that began actually pretty brightly for BYU.
BYU is a good pressing team, but sometimes they get top heavy and will get beat over the top. No problem here.
Backed off on the press as Toussaint will assess his situation in forecourt. He's on the Big 12 logo at the dividing line. Toussaint at the right junction terminates high to McMillan. Chance McMillan, right wing Toussaint. Skip pass, left wing Kerwin Walton. Guarded by Nell. Robinson went for the steal. Toussaint beat Robinson to the paint, and Toussaint takes the body check on the right side of the lane. It'll be free throws. Nope, it'll be out of bounds after this. 11:58 to play. Jason Shepard coming up with a scoreboard update at the under 12-minute media timeout. It's 60-38. Texas Tech leading BYU by 22 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's Siegfried and Jen.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepard with a scoreboard update.
Finals from other tournaments today. Big Ten tournament second round, Michigan State defeating Minnesota 77-67. In the ACC tournament, North Carolina over Florida State 92-67. And in the Big East, UConn over Xavier 87-60. Let's get you back out to Kansas City and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. BYU Basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers. Diamonds Direct. Lowest prices in three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. BYU's not been close to score matching Texas Tech at any point today. The closest BYU got after going down 9-0 in the first half was getting it to a six-point game. It was BYU trailing 16-10 with 14:21 to go until halftime. But once Texas Tech pushed it out to double figures at 12 minutes to play in the first half, it's been a double-figure lead for Texas Tech ever since. We come back with 11:58 to play and Texas Tech leading BYU by 22. So, Mark, it was at the 16-minute mark, the under-16-minute media timeout, I said that the All-Pro Capital money moment of the game would be the next four-minute stretch between under-16 to under-12. Minute media timeouts, and during that time, BYU saw the deficit go from 20 to 22. So it didn't happen.
Wrong direction. They just need a couple threes to go, and maybe the crowd just get them something, but they just have not been able to knock down any shots. And I think coming into this season, we thought we'd see maybe a bunch of games like this for BYU, but they have not shown this poorly at all this year. And almost a steal from Jackson Robinson.
And then it over and back. Toussaint tried to collect a loose ball in the backcourt. It'll be a turnover. BYU basketball. By the way, BYU at this pace will not get to 70 points. And Texas Tech this year, 17-0 when holding opponents to 70 points or fewer. BYU basketball after the Texas Tech turnover. Turnovers are even 9 apiece, by the way. Texas Tech 9 assists to go with their 9 giveaways. BYU commits the 10th turnover. Jackson Robinson kind of unforced there at start of four court, and then Texas Tech bobbles out of bounds at the other basket. That's a weird turnover, Mark.
Whatever Jackson's future is, he needs to work on his ball security, dribbling a little bit lower, not making casual passes.
With Dallenhall on the bench, Robinson runs point essentially for BYU. Robinson wing left, 11:30 to play. Jackson will drive it, bank it, and score it. It's a nice shot by Robinson. BYU's within 20, 60-40.
Well, he shows you how great he is and what his weaknesses are in two different plays. That was beautiful.
Robinson draws the foul, or commits the foul on Toussaint, who drew it. And on Jackson, that will be number 4, right, Mark? Is that 4 or just 3?
That's right.
Four for Robinson.
That was a really ticky-tack, given how physical this game is.
Yeah, you could tell Jackson wanted to body up Toussaint there, show him something, and he's going to be picking up his fifth here if he's not careful. He was all over Toussaint off the inbounds. Toussaint goes pick and roll, but now stays high to McMillan. BYU down 60-40, 11:05 to play here in Kansas City. Toussaint, 35 feet away right side, goes right corner to Walton. Walton to the cutter. Toussaint layup good. Toussaint's got 6. With 4 coming after halftime. And BYU down 22 again, 62-40. Dallenhall from the bump, down the lane. Kicks in the corner. Richie for 3, wide open, knocks it down. Richie Saunders for 3, timeout. Nope, we'll keep it going here. No timeout, 62-43, BYU down 19. This lower bowl is really filled up here at T-Mobile Center. Big day of basketball just underway. 3 more games today here in this building. Quarterfinal Thursday here in Kansas City. Darion Williams posting up Jackson Robinson. Gets into the painted area on him. Airmails the short jumper, and Richie Saunders grabs the rebound, then gets tied up and kind of shakes away Darion Williams. Williams picks up the foul. That'll be number 4 on Texas Tech to 5 for BYU. Cougars will come the other way, trailing by 19, 62-43. Fouls 4 for Texas Tech, 5 for BYU. And both teams with multiple timeouts left, Texas Tech 2 and BYU 3.
Richie doing Richie things, though. He's just been on fire from 3. That's his second of the night. Then goes down and fights away for a rebound.
Robinson leading BYU with 10. Traore, 9. Saunders, 8. 8 BYU players have scored. 8 Red Raiders have scored. 10-10 to go. Short roll to Foose. Looked to send it in the corner to Spencer Johnson, but Pop Isaacs got in the way and knocked it away with a backhand. BYU with a 13-second shot clock and a 10:05 game clock here in Kansas City. Trigger into Hall. Richie, pull, fire, top of the key. That's in and out from 3, and the rebound to Toussaint. Toussaint low to Jennings. Jennings missed the lay-in. He put it into the underside of the rim. Just a blown shot at the hoop for Jennings. Would have been an easy two for Texas Tech. Dallin Hall will drive, kick high to Spencer Johnson for three, and BYU in and out again on the three. Five for 26 from deep.
Might have been something to give you some hope there. If that goes in, just rims out.
Would have made it a 16-point game. It stays 19 with 9:32 to go. Texas Tech, with the clock as its friend, has Isaacs on the right wing. Pop with 17 to pace all players. Corner three, Williams, no. Back rim, rebound, Jackson Robinson. Third board for Jax to go with 10 points. Jax runs Toussaint over the screen from Foose, who drops low. Jax will scoop it and miss it at the rim. Little finger roll off the iron. He's now behind the play, and Texas Tech into four court. Grant McCaslin looking to go 23-9. BYU had dropped 23-10 with a loss. Turnover, Red Raiders. BYU the other way. Hall down floor. Robinson, Trailer, Johnson all the way to the rim. Scoop and score.
Well, enough to call a timeout. BYU inching a little closer.
So the Red Raiders call their third timeout. They have just one remaining. BYU makes it a 17-point game. A lot would have to happen here in the next 8:50, but it's doable, certainly. BYU has the Red Raiders on a scoring drought of 2 minutes and 10 seconds. That's helpful.
BYU was up 25 against Oklahoma State, and 2 minutes later they're up 10. So yep. Things can happen.
Looking for those things to happen here in the closing moments. 8:50 to play. BYU down 62-45. But the Cougars' long scoring run of the day is 6-0. The Red Raiders have done a nice job of making sure BYU doesn't get too loose at any point. And the Cougs' three-point shooting has been as detrimental to momentum as anything. BYU now 5 for 26 from the three-point line, 19.2%. When the Cougars shoot 32% or better, they are 23-2 on the year. When they make 10 threes or more, they're 18-3 on the year. But when they have that low three-point percentage number, even with the volume, the Cougs do not win. BYU 0-7, shooting under 32%, and the Cougars are under 20 at the moment, 19.2 from deep. BYU coming in two today, 15th in KenPom. Texas Tech, 24th in KenPom when the day began. And both teams also ranked in the AP top 25 as well. All right, Tech basketball. Red Raiders in four court. They're in white. BYU in royal blue today. Texas Tech right to left as we see it and you hear it. The Texas Tech four court away from us to our left. Toussaint stops right elbow. Between the circles, not a pop. Isaacs will drive it on a 10-second shot clock. Lean back and miss at the rim. The rebound slapped off the tin and recovered by Dallin Hall. Dallin four court left. Now down the barrel.
14 points here.
Make a three. It goes to 14. Dallin right wing, Richie for three to make it 14. No, he missed it short. Offensive rebound, Spencer Johnson. Loose ball foul, BYU. Dallin Hall gesturing for a flop call. And not what is called. And so Texas Tech with BYU. Mark, BYU's had really good looks to get it to 14 here and nothing going from deep.
Three pretty good looks and none of them go. Fans don't like that call on Johnson. Got the rebound, would have probably scored with that. Would have made it very interesting if the three get it to 14. 14 points in 8 minutes is doable.
62-45 Red Raiders. BYU again presses and now backs off. 8:08 to go. The under 8 minute media timeout is moments away, maybe seconds away. Toussaint, 40 feet away, straight away. Dallin Hall gets into him, knocks it away, and another over and back is caused by Dallin Hall. Timeout on the floor. 7:57 to play. The under 8 minute media timeout in a 17-point game. BYU was down 19 at the break. They've only cut 2 points off the deficit. More than 12 minutes into half number two. Can they stage a minor miracle in the closing moments? We'll find out next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back courtside here at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. BYU trailing Texas Tech by 17, 62-45. BYU has not led in this game. Red Raiders open up 9-0 and haven't looked back. Paints in the paint points. Texas Tech plus 4. Points off of turnovers. Texas Tech plus 1. Second chance points. Texas Tech plus 11. Fast break points. Texas Tech plus 1. The only category BYU's owned today is bench scoring. And not surprisingly, BYU's 6th nationally in bench points per game. Texas Tech is 227th in bench points per game. So plays to form that way. No Ali Khalifa in the second half. They're resting him with a sore ankle. And I think at this point the effort is just to get Ali in playing shape for next Thursday when the Cougars open NCAA tournament play. What will be their seed? Where will be their destination? All will be known on Selection Sunday. Most projections have BYU as a 5 seed. You see the occasional 4, occasional 6, but 5 feels like the sweet spot. And I guess we'll find out how much damage, if any, today's game does to those notions if BYU's not competitive here by the final score. Right now it's a 17-point game.
Yeah, you just never know the machinations that go on in those rooms. But I like BYU, and I think they're a great story with how they've done in the Big 12. And I think they deserve as good a seat as the committee can give them and a good location. So I'm optimistic about it. But it would be nice if BYU could make a little run here to maybe give them a chance at the game. And if not, just to get the score a little closer. There's certainly no shame in losing to a great team like Texas Tech after you've already won a game in this tournament. But, you know, you just don't want it to give them any ammunition to do anything untowards towards you.
Yeah, this hasn't been a great day for BYU, but I hope that, you know, one game out of 33 in this case, wouldn't overall harm body of work portfolio for BYU. So we hope to see that 5 next to BYU's name on Sunday. We've been used to seeing BYU receive a lower seed than expected, though, certainly in years past. And Sometimes because of that Sunday play thing, they get dropped a seed line for no other reason than venues and timing. 7:45 to go, BYU basketball. Noah Waterman, top of the key. BYU in royal blue, Texas Tech in white with black and red. Baseline drive for Richie Saunders, cut off on a double. Touch pass, Robinson left wing to Nell left corner. He'll drive it back to Jackson for 3. Doesn't go. Off the rim, the window, and collected by Robert Jennings. Clears to Williams, and BYU now with 7.5 to go is down 17. Cougars had 4 great looks to get it to 14 points or closer here, and nothing going late.
Johnson and Robinson have had 3s from that same spot that it couldn't be more open, and both missed them.
Reverse lay-in from Toussaint is missed. Richie collects the carom. Hands to Hall, and BYU down the barrel. Jackson for 3, deep one left side. Yes, Jackson Robinson with his 3rd 3. And BYU makes it a 14-point game. It finally got to 14, so it's a 14-point game. 7 minutes to go. It's doable, Mark.
It absolutely is. And Jackson just needed to step back a little bit, get in range.
Jennings up high. Cougars need misses. And makes
and
another
turnover.
Over and back for Texas Tech.
All of a sudden,
so,
the Red Raiders
listen,
are like,
the building starts to get a little bit lively. You make a 3 here. It's 11 points with 6:40 to go, and that's been done countless times. It's
everybody in this league has had it happen to them.
Yes.
And so they get nervous when it's they can smell it.
And you know this BYU team has belief. They've done hard things this year already. This would be among the hardest, but again, Texas Tech showing cracks, right? These last few minutes.
Finally.
Dallin Hall straight away. A 3-point make here, and you're going to hear this crowd like you haven't all day. Noah, top of the key, didn't pull it. Dallin Hall, 30 feet away left side, down to an 8-second shot clock. Dallin up high, behind the back on Williams, takes a bump from Williams, and that'll be 5 on Texas Tech. It's non-shooting, so BYU out of bounds, sideline. 5 for the Red Raiders, 6 for BYU. So Texas Tech will be in the single bonus on the next BYU foul. Foos back in. Waterman out. So the Cougars were playing there without Foos. Haven't seen Atiki Aliatiki today. I thought we might see him just because they don't have Khalifa in the second half, but no Atiki yet in this one. And his playing time has been sparing as the season has gone along. DNPs in 5 of his last 8 games. Did not play in the first game in Lubbock. Nell into Hall, 30 feet away left. Foos up high. Let Saunders swing by. The second swinger is Nell. Bounces low to Foos. Foos reverse lay-in. Good. 12-point game. 62-50. And here comes the crowd. Toussaint racing past Hall, front court right side.
Let's see if the Texas Tech goes to Pop Isaacs to answer.
It's a 10-0 BYU run. Steal!
Foul!
Wow. So Foose is fouled in backcourt. That'll be six, so no shots, but BYU basketball and Texas Tech now running into turnover trouble. That's 13 on the day. They have given the ball away multiple times here in the second half, and they're keeping BYU in the game. You said BYU's going to need a run, Mark. Well, it's 12-2, 10-0 right now.
Great job by Dallin to get into Toussaint, knock that away.
Five-minute Texas Tech scoring drought. The Cougars get it to single digits here. Watch out. 62-50. Foose on the arc left. Dallin Hall bounces to Foose outside the free throw line straight away. Foose looks back to Dallin, gives it to him on a 14-second shot clock. Jackson for three. Pull. Fire. Score! Oh! It's a 9-point game. Timeout. Texas Tech or no. Nothing yet. 62-53. The Cougs have climbed back in it on a 13-0 run. No timeout. McCaslin's going to let it ride.
They only have one, so he doesn't want to use it.
Isaacs rocks a dribble, backs it up to the arc. Toussaint Isaacs, 10-second shot clock. Isaacs runs to the rim, misses wildly inside, and the rebound to BYU. Can they do it? 5:05 to go. Richie cuffs it at the free throw line, takes a hit. It'll be 1-1 for BYU on team foul 7. It feels like a whole new ball game. Texas Tech has gone scoreless for 6 minutes. It's a 15-2 and 13-0 run.
And even Pop Isaacs, that was a terrible shot for him, missed it badly. So it gets the pressure gets the best of us. And now pressure for Richie on the front end.
1-1. We've said it a lot that every Big 12 team's been in it at some point, either coming back from down big or losing a big lead. BYU's certainly seen both sides. Richie, good on the free throw. And the crowd is loud. And we've got ourselves a finish here at the T-Mobile Center. 62-54. This to make it a 7-point game.
And who'd have thunk? What a great response here. The team that's been resilient all year was not done.
The run finally came. It's at 14-0 and counting. And BYU's long run of the season in the Big 12 was 15. This is for a 15-0 run, and there it is. A season-high tying Big 12 run of 15 straight when they needed it most, Mark. It's 62-55, BYU down 7. And BYU fans on their feet here in Kansas City. Under 5 to go. Toussaint, 3-point land left. Texas Tech has been tightening up and turning it over. McMillan from the right wing. Toussaint topside. Foose on the switch. Left side pop. Guarded by Johnson. Back to Toussaint. Pull. Fire. Score from three. What a shot. A scoring drought for Texas Tech. 65-55. He knocked it down. Joe Toussaint with a big second half. He's got 9. Hall. Right wing. Johnson. Touch pass. Nell. Corner three. In and out. And the rebound. Red Raiders. Just that quickly, Mark. A three at one end. An open three spins out at the other. Trevin Nell 0-for-4 from deep in this game.
Wow. Toussaint had switched on Foose, and he's got Foose again, but he's able to get some distance between the two and knocked out a big, big shot.
Both teams single bonus, 4:05 to go. 10-second shot clock. Red Raiders by 10. Cougars had made it 7. Toussaint doubled up high. Left wing Williams wide open three again. It happened quickly, Mark. The Cougs got close, and the Red Raiders got serious. 68-55, timeout, BYU were taking it. 3:49 to go. The Cougars made it a 7-point game, 6th in, as 6-0 Texas Tech run after they've gone scoreless for 6-plus minutes. This game is something. 3:49 to go. 68-55, Red Raiders lead the Cougars on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Dramatic late game happenings here in Kansas City. Texas Tech took a 62-40 lead on BYU with 11 minutes to play. And over the next 6 minutes, Texas Tech did not score. 6-plus minutes scoreless. In that time, BYU went on a 15-0 run. So 62-40 became 62-55. 7-point game. With 5 minutes to play, that's anyone's ball game. What happens since? Well, since going 6 minutes scoreless, the Red Raiders get a three from Toussaint. BYU misses an open three, and then Texas Tech a three from Williams. And just like that, 6-0 run to answer a 15-0 spurt, and the Red Raiders go back up 13, 68-55. But the entire tenor of this game had shifted in a matter of 6-plus minutes late here in Kansas City. For the time being, the Red Raiders have settled things back down again, leading by 13 with 3:49 to go.
BYU's led the conference and made threes, Greg, and one of the best in the country, but it's been the three for Texas Tech that's won these games for them. If BYU can't get back into this, they had 10 for 20 in Lubbock and now 9 for 19 here. And BYU just 7 for 31.
And again, that number for BYU's not led to a win at any point this year. BYU 0-7 under 32%, and they're at 23%. By the way, kudos to Texas Tech. They have a winning record without Warren Washington, and he's watching with a boot on the Texas Tech bench. They're 4-3, maybe 5-3 at the end of the day without Warren Washington in the lineup. All right, BYU looking to forge back into this one. The high-low from Foose to Saunders. Saunders at the rim, up and in. Richie's got 12. Third Cougar in double figures. 16 Robinson, 12 Saunders, 11 Traore. BYU hard full court press, and Pop Isaacs beats it into four court, a 2-on-1 to Walton, reverse lay and score. And 68-57 becomes 70-57. Back up 13 of the Red Raiders, 3.5 to go. Kerwin Walton has had 12, his best scoring day in a month. Baseline jumper from Robinson, short, boarded by the Red Raiders. A foul on BYU. Free throws at the other end, 1-1. So Texas Tech leading by 13 with 3:12 to go can make it a 15-point game at the line. I'll tell you, that Toussaint three after BYU had a 15-0 run deep from the right side, massive. And then Trevin Nell had a chance to answer, and Trevin just had a hard time getting it going like he did before his foot injury, which came in early January. It's been kind of hit and miss for Trevin since in terms of the three-point shot, which is his hallmark. Trevin 0 for 4 for today from deep. And the Cougars again as a team 7 for 31. It's an in-and-out miss, though, from Isaacs.
Yeah, good.
That'll help BYU. There. Free throw miss by Isaacs, and the Cougars on the rebound. The Cougars down 13. Short roll, Traore. Corner, Richie. Missed it. Long. Offensive rebound, Foose, and then dribbled it off his foot out of bounds.
Should have been a foul on Walton, but nothing called, and it goes off Foose. Foose had that, got knocked. Tough miss from Richie. Got the corner three you wanted, and he's been so good. It's not making enough threes.
7 for 32, 22%. One of the worst three-point days of the year by number for BYU. Isaacs, low to McMillan, blocked by Saunders, fouled by Saunders, two free throws. Foul number 8 for BYU. So the Cougar three-point number, 21.9% at the moment. Free throw good by McMillan. Two for two, 15-point game. McMillan goes 4 for 4 on the day so far at the free throw line. Dallin Hall, forecourt left. A little head shake. BYU got it to within 7. Since then, 8-0 Texas Tech run. Robinson missing a 3 heavy. Rebound Red Raiders. BYU flies in with Richie Saunders looking for the rebound. They call a tie-up, or what will they call here? Yes, jump ball, and BYU on the arrow.
Oh, that should have been a tie-up. No Red Raider had his hand on the ball, but there was about 5 guys on top of it.
72-57 Red Raiders. I said 8-0 run. It's actually a 10-2 spurt for Texas Tech after BYU went on a 15-0 run.
Everybody's sticking around, but it is Texas Tech basketball. I guess BYU just pressing now. I want to overload the press. They've been beat a couple times over the top. A lot of cleanup as about 5 bodies were laying on the ground in the paint.
Red Raider basketball. Williams bounces into Isaacs. Cross court, Toussaint. Two on one, three on one. Cougars get numbers back now, and Texas Tech will pull it out. Clock is their friend, leading by 15. No reason for Texas Tech to shoot below 2 minutes, or until 2 minutes, but Isaac says, I'll shoot now. He'll drive and get fouled. He'll get free throws with 2:11 to play. That's a 21% three-point number for BYU. BYU's been lower than that just one time all year. 19% at Kansas State. So this is the second worst number of the year, and it comes in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 championship. 7 for 33. BYU could still boost it a bit, but it will be one of the worst three-point performances from a percentage perspective all season.
I thought
and the Cougars will again stay winless under 32%.
Texas Tech did a good job contesting threes in the first, and just BYU was never able to get hot. But, man, BYU's had a lot of open looks in the second half to maybe have a better chance to get back into it, and just couldn't hit them.
Isaacs makes the free throw and misses the second. Cougars still in this thing, 73-57. 2 minutes to go. Can the Cougars find a way to buck the trend on the three-point number? Foose collects beneath the basket and scores on the little reverse lay-in there. So nicely done. Up and in by Foose, 73-59. 14-point game, 1:57 to go. Again, if the Cougars don't come back and win, they'll fall to 0-8 at that under 32% three-point number. Wouldn't that be a nice time for a first-time occurrence where they don't make the threes and still find a way to scratch one out? Well, there's time. Not a lot of it. 1:57. And they're kind of going to need Texas Tech to help them out a little bit here. But the Red Raiders have been helpful with some second-half turnover trouble. BYU has only 10 turnovers for the game. And they're now above ground in the assist-to-turnover number, 12 and 10. Texas Tech at 12 and 13 assist-to-turnovers. Both teams have one timeout remaining. Mark Pope calls that timeout. So one timeout for each squad with 1:57 to go. And BYU down 14. We've seen some wild finishes this year for BYU. We need another one here late at the T-Mobile Center. Ali Khalifa trudges back to his seat on the bench. Did not play in the second half. And BYU ruled him out at halftime.
Well, you'll want to pull your goalie a little bit here, but just don't want to get beat over the top with this press.
Next BYU foul puts the Red Raiders at the line for two. Squeezing through a double is Walton in backcourt. Isaacs get tangled up with Hall at the timeline. And now TCU in forecourt. Isaacs, nice work there. Helped Dallin Hall to his feet.
Dallin's
good sportsmanship. Dallin is hurt.
He was limping.
All right. I don't think I've ever seen that during live ball action. An opponent help another opponent to the floor, to her feet while the game was going. That's what Pop did. By the way, there's a loose ball foul, and it's two shots. Or the team control foul, loose shots. Two shots for Texas Tech. Joe Toussaint will go to the line in a 73-59 game.
That three was the shot of the game. BYU inching back in and had a real chance, and he hit that three.
Yep.
It's that first free throw.
The 15-0 run was ended by a Toussaint three, which is followed by a BYU miss from three, which is followed by a three from Texas Tech, and that was it. Mark, like 30 seconds got them back to where they needed to be. 74-59 on the Toussaint make. He had two at halftime. He's now sitting at 10 points. Two for two. He's done the job. 9 of his 11 after the break, and 75-59. BYU down 16. Dallin Hall lets it run into forecourt. Now the clock will start. Dallin low to Waterman. Waterman at the rim. Scores.
I think Texas Tech content to let BYU get twos.
90 seconds to play. BYU pressing in backcourt. Isaacs and Williams still in the backcourt. Johnson went for a foul, wasn't called. Toussaint is not fouled. They're trying to get to him. Toussaint will back it up, wing left side. 1:15 to go, and if BYU doesn't foul.
I think they want it out of Toussaint's hands to foul, but he's not giving it up.
He's not. Good point, Mark. And there it is. But that's 21 seconds into a shot clock that you foul out at 40 feet, so. If the tactic was to foul, it had to come earlier. But you're right, Mark. They didn't want him to be the guy, and it had to be the guy as late as it was getting. So 1:07 to go. And with a 14-point lead, Red Raiders back to the free throw line. They've taken 21 free throws to BYU's 10. Texas Tech 16 for 21, BYU 10 for 12. Cougars have shot a nice percentage at the line, just haven't gotten there a lot today. Toussaint again. Toussaint too good after halftime. He's been great.
It's a beautiful free throw stroke. Lots of loft. And he's a good player. Isaacs and Toussaint backcourt. That's a lot to handle. It'll be interesting to see how they handle going up against Houston with Shedd. I mean, that's going to be a good game.
They've got to beat TCU first, do the Cougars. They've got TCU and Houston on tap after this one. Rebound to Robinson on the second free throw. Finally a miss there from Joe Toussaint. Drive and dunk for Waterman. So it's 13 points with 1 minute even on the clock. I don't know that you see a lot of comebacks from down 13 with a minute to go, but BYU will draw up their best effort here with 1 minute to play and down 76-63. Joe Toussaint, by the way, on that free throw miss now makes him 5 for 6 at the line and 12 points on the day, averaging 12.3, so right at his number. Yep, right. Second game today, Mark, will be Houston and TCU. That'll be the 1 seed against the 8 seed. And then later tonight, the evening session, Kansas State, Iowa State, Baylor, and Cincinnati. And Cincy is the team that I think everyone wants to, you know, maybe doesn't want to see, wants to see how far they can go because they took that 11 seed, beat West Virginia with it after coming back down big late. Then, of course, beat Kansas last night, and KU not really competitive in that game. And now Baylor, a team that they lost to by 3 in Waco but had a second-half lead on. So Cincy's got to feel like they're the team of destiny right now.
They got a break with Kansas. Their two leading scorers out and played well in that game. And it's a team that I was surprised didn't do better in conference, to be honest with you, after we saw them that first game. They're very talented, but had a lot of bad luck, a lot of close losses, so they'll have to be reckoned with. And BYU needs to channel their inner Darius Johnson here in the last minute, as remember what he did in Merritt Center. Someone's got to get crazy hot, and you're going to have to get turnovers and miss free throws, but still, it still can happen, but everything has to go your way.
On a day where not a lot has gone BYU's way, the Red Raiders shooting 47% field and 47% arc. You shoot 47 and 47, you're on the winning end of a lot of those games. Dallin Hall and Trey Stewart play together right now. BYU goes small. No bigs on the floor. Robinson, Nell, and Johnson, the rest of the lineup. McMillan is fouled in backcourt. Nearly a steal for BYU, but with 59.7 to go. McMillan to the free throw line. And he'd be the wrong guy to send. 92% on the year, 4 for 4 today.
There's not a lot of right guys. Yeah, Pop and Toussaint are in the upper 80s.
Yeah, look at that. You got Toussaint 86, Isaacs 85, Williams 88, McMillan 92. What a luxury to have that kind of reliability at the free throw line. So McMillan will need to miss one or two, and he's 4 for 4 and just never misses. Until there.
Oh, nice job, Greg. And you say broadcaster jinxes aren't a thing. I know you don't believe in it, but how do you explain that?
One for two for McMillan. 5 for 6 on the day.
All right, BYU needs a three. Can't get any more twos.
77-63. Nice. They give Robinson a two. Another drive and dunk.
It's not enough.
77-65. 12-point leaking is Toussaint. Breaking away is Toussaint. He pulls it out wisely to the corner. So now more clock running for TCU in a 12-point game. 45 seconds to go. Pop Isaacs is being chased. Finds his way to the rim and says, I'll score if you're going to give me the two. And the Cougars do. And 79-65. 14-point game. 35 seconds to go. Transition three. Robinson short. Barely glances the iron, and that should do it. So Texas Tech may take one more shot to avoid a shot clock violation. They may take a shot clock violation. Either way, 79-65, BYU not fouling. 25 seconds to go. Pop Isaac dribbling in forecourt, guarded by Hall. Again, they may take the violation. BYU's done it a couple of times recently. Pop will instead drive, bank, and score again. So
I love that.
81-65, 16-point game. BYU in possession. Down floor, Johnson will shoot the three from the right side and miss that. Offensive rebound, stick back, score, Trevin Nell. 6.9 to go. 81-67 should be your final score. Pop Isaacs takes the long inbounds. We'll bounce it out, and that will do it. Texas Tech 81, BYU 67, your final. Red Raiders into the Final Four. BYU on to Selection Sunday. Postgame recap coming up next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the All-Pro Capital courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
All right, welcome back to Kansas City in quarterfinal play. at the Big 12 Championship. Texas Tech 81, BYU 67. Mark, another one of those games where the Cougars never led.
Yeah, got off to unlike the first day, got off to a terrible start, and Texas Tech was hitting everything, and so you dig yourself a hole, and maybe that just didn't lend itself to BYU ever feeling comfortable, and just shot so poorly from the three-point line, 7 of 35. I mean, that's rough. That's some bad shooting, and a lot of open looks in the second half. Couldn't get those to go to maybe give yourself a chance to get back in the game. They had a little run that was nice, but just not enough after they dug themselves such a big hole. They did some good things out there, but, man, if you shoot like that, you're not going to have much of a chance. That's how it's played out all year for BYU on these types of games.
Second worst three-point percentage day of the year. BYU shot 19% at Kansas State, 20% in this one. The Cougars get outshot 49% to 37% from the field. From the arc, 47 to 20%. From the free throw line, BYU did shoot 83 on 10 for 12. The Red Raiders, 72 on 18 for 25. BYU outboarded 52 to 34. Assist to turnover, BYU 14 assists, 10 turnovers. Texas Tech, 12 assists, 13 turnovers. They're underwater in that category. Did not matter on this day. Offensive rebounds, BYU by 1, 10 to 9. But second chance points, Red Raiders, 16 to 7. Bench points to BYU big. Paint points to BYU by 4. Fast break to the Red Raiders by 1. BYU did not lead. Texas Tech led for 39 minutes and 30 seconds of today's ball game. BYU gets Robinson with 18, Traore 13, Saunders 12. Khalifa scored 3 before leaving with an ankle injury. 8 for Waterman, 7 Johnson, 4 for Nell, 2 for Hall. That'll get you to 67. Texas Tech gets 5 in double figures. Isaacs, 22, 17 McMillan, 12 for Walton, 10 for Jennings and Toussaint, 7 for Williams, 2 for Washington, Lamar Washington, and Yalaho scored 1, putting you to 81. Texas Tech, 81, BYU 67 is our final score. Now for our New Skin Data Discovery, brought to you by New Skin. New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, you've looked at the box score. What do you see for your data discovery?
Well, even though BYU got out-rebounded, it was very ugly early, especially on the offensive boards. They ended up out-rebounding Texas Tech on the offensive boards. And so I thought that was a nice, better effort in the second half as they actually won the second half. I mean, that's a moral victory nobody wants, but they did play better towards the end of that game, and I think that's a better situation for them as they go into next week.
All right, we'll kick it back to BYU Radio and Jason Shepard for Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live. Then we'll come back to Kansas City for BYU's press conference comments and maybe even a courtside comment or two from Mark Pope as well. So, 81-67, Red Raiders over BYU. Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live next here on the New Skin, BYU Sports Network.